just bless the beat. It is Shauna the Songbird. I am so happy to be back. Welcome to Why the Songbird Sings. We are here with my wonderful friend. He is an actor, a fitness coach, a model. He graduated with me from the University of South Alabama, currently living in New York City.
Wearing the shirt right now.
What else is there? We from the same fraternity.
We're the same marching band.
We're in the marching band.
I forgot about that.
All the things. Welcome, Mally.
Yeah, it works. It works.
Okay, cool. Because find me on Twitter at Mally_H_.
That's right. So Instagram, it's Mally_H, and then Twitter, which I'm never on except for porn.
Is
M, like, right? M_HAY. I think that's it.
Awesome. Welcome.
Thank you.
So, many of you do not know, we have been taking a break more so for the mental health and just life reasons for me and Shahari. So, I have reached out to a couple of my good friends to kind of have like rotating guests until Shahari feels like he is ready and able to come back and be a co-host. Mally will be with me for a little bit as long as time and his schedule allows. Mm-hmm. And so I am excited and I'm happy to do this with him because he is so funny. He is so charismatic. And yeah, he gives me life abundantly. And so thank you so much for being here.
Of course. The moment you asked me, I was like, gonna for sure do that. Yes. Now she put me on the spot saying that I'm funny. I'm not funny. I say things people find humorous. Am I funny? Me personally, yes. But like I'm not like funny, haha, funny. You'll see in the end.
I will say, like I tell my partner, because like him and his family find me funny, and a lot of people find me funny.
Like, am I funny or am I black? Right, which one is it? Right.
So that's pretty much like where I'm at.
Just
like,
loud and black. It's just,
right, you know what I'm saying? Like, we are able to quote unquote be funny by simply just telling the truth and our trauma.
Right.
But our delivery of it is what actually just makes things funny. Versus, like, I feel like when people who are non-black tell things,
they can be funny. Gannon's funny.
Okay. Yes.
It is funny.
But I feel like that's the only one.
Okay. It's funny. It's funny. I have seen or heard of many a comedian that are not by person of color, and I find it funny. Don't put me on the spot right now and ask. Don't put me on. Don't put me in a position where I have to fire off names. Don't do that.
I'm just saying, like, it's very hard to find. Like, yeah, I'm not gonna get into that. But also, I'm not a comedy person. I'm not a comedic person. Like,
neither am I.
Like, I prefer my romance and my dramas.
I make jokes for me, and if you laugh, bonus.
I entertain myself.
Right. And if you laugh.
Right. My product. If you just so happen to just, you know, enjoy it, like, cool beans. But this is my show and I'm the main character.
Right.
So therefore, as long as the main character is enjoying it, oh well. I love it. I live for this. Let's see. Life updates. What has been going on? The podcast since we have been on break, we were able to do another $2,000 scholarship to another queer person of color from the wonderful Ramsey High School in Birmingham.
Yeah.
In Birmingham. This was our second time doing the scholarship, and so I'm looking forward to continuing. Hopefully, as we continue this podcast, I can turn around and get more help so that we can turn around and give more money, either more money to one person or we can have more money to give to more people. And that is hopefully my goal, is to have like multiple recipients. But I'm super excited that the young man, he is going for I believe like communications or journalism. He did an internship at AL.com back home, and they already told him, hey, when you get done with college, you can come back and have a job here. So like, and I was told that he's an exceptional writer. His essay was so good, it almost brought me and my mother to tears. Like, I'm really happy to you know, just sprinkle a little help to that. So
I went to Ramsey.
But I was like, yeah, I don't remember you, if you were there when I was there.
I was there my 10th grade year. Fast math. That would have been, let's go backwards. So I graduated in 15, 14, 15 was senior, 13, 14 was junior, 12, 13 was sophomore. So fall 2012, spring 2013 was what I was in 10th grade at Ramsey High School.
Oh Lord, I was already in college.
Ooh. Oh.
I was already in college, making my way through, discovering who I was.
You let me say all of that knowing you're like, oh, all these numbers are too high.
I let you have your moment. I let you, because I'm just over here like, oh my God, I bet you old.
Hey, pushing 40.
Don't do that.
Alright.
Don't do that. I am pushing eternity. Thank you.
Right, hallelujah. Mariah.
We don't have birthdays. We have anniversaries. But other than that, yes. Hopefully, I'm currently working on an album or EP. I don't know what I want to do yet. Because right now, all the songs are like 5 minutes long. And I had to put myself together. Because I live in like the older times where the music was like, you know, the song could be 7 minutes long and you just be like, oh yeah, yeah, oh, you just jam to it. I had to put myself together because we don't have attention spans like we used to. We don't have the time like we used to.
No.
So I had to pull my life together and figure out how to cut myself down from being so extra. Also, you are also supposed to be performing with me in my next little Tiny Desk-esque live performance thing. Yes. I was so happy. I talked to the pianist. Hopefully, we might start rehearsals this month. So, yeah, I will let you know about that as I get more information.
Okay, perfect.
Because, yeah, so a lot of like creative things are going on for me. Anything for you that you would like the people to know that you're coming up in? I know like you do shows, you do commercials. This motherfucker is like in so many
this is not true.
Ads and stuff on the trains.
I've been in one.
And billboards and shit. Like,
what? No, I've been in the city now 3 years, and so I finally feel as though I'm in a place now where I came here to do what I wanted to do, and that was to be a personal trainer and to be a model and actor. And I feel like just now I just stepped into a place where I can begin to do that. I actually got an email today for to submit another audition for I don't know what it is, like a micro budget film. It's not a big film, but it's due tomorrow. I got it today, so I'm gonna work on that. That's gonna be the last thing that I do tonight. Doing that. Having a boyfriend, Jesus. Having a boyfriend.
I'm so proud of you.
Having a boyfriend is committed work. It is committed work. And like things that when you get a boyfriend, like, oh, here's your boyfriend brochure, threefold pamphlet. You know, there's this, there are things in that brochure that are left out. Like zodiac signs, for example, that plays a big role in the person you're dating. So let's say, and again, I don't know much, almost nothing about the zodiac signs. My boyfriend does. And I know that he is a Cancer and I'm a Virgo. He's a very, and I love him, I do. Saying it out loud, I love my boyfriend, but he'll be very emotional about things that don't bother me at all. And so, having to just, like, learn, again, this is my first boyfriend, too. And so, I'm trying to do this thing right. And so, just having to just discover, okay, things that may not bother me very well may bother him. And they may bother him to the nth degree. And so, I just have to be mindful of that and vigilant, like, oh, this hurts your feelings. Or they're like, he'll be upset about something and I'll ask him to tell me and he'll give me this diatribe. No, baby, I don't want to hear it. Don't send me this book. What is the one, give me the one sentence, what is plaguing your heart? And let's start there. Because otherwise, like, he'll tell me these, I'll get caught up on the tangents and then forget the original conversation and we're arguing about a tangent. And so I have to break down, no, what is bothering you? And the gag is, he don't know. He don't know. And so I'm asking him to tell me how he feel, and he don't know. So now we're in a place, so you know what? When you figure it out, come find me. That's what it's like having a boyfriend.
What a commitment. I'm so weak at this because, well, one, I typically don't, I tend to try to stray away from Virgos because my ex was a Virgo and I used to get abused.
Okay, what's wrong with you? Oh, okay. Wrong with you.
I used to get abused by that wonderful lady. But yeah, Virgos, y'all definitely kind of. You kind of keep your emotions kind of to yourselves.
Do.
And then you walk around
all sad and shit. It's bad from morale. Folks, look to us. And you walk around here all sad with your lip out. It's bad for morale.
And so it's just like, yeah, it was definitely a moment. So I definitely understand, like, dating a Virgo, like, that kind of situation. However, I don't think I've really... My best friend's a Cancer, but, like, other than that, like...
So you get it.
Right. But, like, I don't know. Like, I hang around a lot of Aries, and so, like, and I'm an Aries, but also I'm a Capricorn moon, and then, like, my boyfriend...
See, you too deep. I don't know nothing about that, but go ahead.
I don't know really, like, with the moons and the rising and stuff, but just, also, like, I don't know, like, how they interact with... Well, right. Yeah. I don't know, like, the significance deeply of, like, how those work, but... I do know what my things are, and like I know my boyfriend, he's apparently a triple Capricorn, so he's a Capricorn moon rising and sun.
Okay.
So I think because of my Capricorn and his Capricorn, we kind of like balance out together, and I think he's earth. Yeah, I think he's earth, and I'm fire. So like we kind of like sell each other out a lot of the time. So
I'm like, earth and he's water.
I don't know what that means.
Now they do.
But I'm just like, in my head, I'm like, oh, it makes mud. Like, oh.
It makes mud. So I'm dirt. Do you remember when Mariah Carey called Nicki Minaj dirt?
I don't remember that.
Yeah, she did. It was an American Idol. And they were going back and forth. And Mariah Carey said that, that's a very hard thing to do. So don't be distracted by the dirt around you. And she's calling Nikki dirt.
Ooh, I mean, it's a very Aries thing to do. So, I mean, she is... Actually, a lot of our black divas are Aries. Like her, Aretha Franklin, Billie Holiday, Chaka Khan. There's a lot of them. The main ones who throw shade, yeah. So, I can imagine.
Aretha. Beautiful gown. Gorgeous gown.
Yes!
Gorgeous gown.
What can you say about Taylor Swift? Beautiful gals. Wonderful gals.
I'm quick to check a bitch if she is out of line. Are you the bitch she's singing about? I don't know. I didn't know she sang. I thought she rapped. I said, bitch, you right. Bitch, you on to something. Bitch, you got something there.
What was that YouTube thing where they did the voiceovers? For the divas. Am I dating myself?
It was I have no idea what you're talking about.
It was like an older thing, and like they would do voiceovers of the divas and like their shade and stuff. It's gonna come to me later on. We'll scrap it. But nevertheless, so first boyfriend.
Oh, me. Okay.
Yes, I'm driving.
Not that.
I'm so happy we do not have visual because I do not have time to get caught up like TS
in the market
and Cred. They be coming for them so hard.
I love it. I love it,
but also I'm just like, y'all don't have to come for them so hard. Like,
it's so good.
Like,
TS is so funny. Like, she knows she's so funny.
She gives my life. Gives me life. Oh.
But anyway, so lovely boyfriend, yes. We're 10 months now, so we're
y'all married in gay terms.
We're new, right. We're not new enough to where we can get into an argument and break up. We've been together too long for that. You argument break up.
No, I'm saying in gay terms, like y'all almost married.
I know.
And for people who don't know, like, in the gay... Okay. I feel like... Okay, go ahead.
The best way to put it is, like, in the gay community, it's like musical chairs. You don't, like... You'll see them dating at one point, but the next time you see them, you don't want to ask them again because you don't know if the music then stopped or not.
Exactly.
And so... Because it's happened to me too many times. I'll see them together once... Time will go by. I see one of them out. Oh my gosh, how's the lovely boyfriend? Oh, we broke up. The music stopped. So, but you don't know. They don't tell you the music stopped or not. So I quit asking. People think that we've been together for over 2 years. I get 2 years a lot, but y'all, it has been 10 months.
Well, also that's because like we're not used to seeing you with somebody, and you're with him, you're public with him, you know, you express your love for him, because I feel like once you express your love for someone on social, like
that's it, that's Facebook, that's like that's Facebook like, official, FBO,
like it's official, like this is it,
and he on Maine.
I like the musical chairs, and then with lesbians, oftentimes like you know after like a month of dating they move in together and they have a pet. Oh my God, and
I can't tell you about it. I can't tell you. I don't know what to do.
Lesbian. Oftentimes, stereotypically, their relationships are very like
quick.
They're quick, and you know they mate for life. They try to mate for life.
I've never even thought about him moving in my house.
Because you're a Virgo.
Well, that's you. That may be it. I hadn't even thought about him. That very well could be it. Like, I've had the thought of him moving in, and I'm like,
I say enjoy your space apart when you can.
That's the thing. Is that he, I do. He loves being together. He loves being next to me. Who praised him? Josh, shout out, boy. Yes, I saw that.
I had a chill.
You can't have a chill in this hot ass house. You can't have a chill in this hot ass house. You can't.
It is not as hot as it can be.
You glistening.
It's not hot as it can be. That's because I got vegetable glycerin on. Actuality. But we did have to cut the air off so that we don't have like the constant white noise in the recording.
We do this for y'all. We suffer for y'all.
Well, you know, do you want this? You want to put this on your neck?
I ain't say I was perspiring. let me start sweating. We're gonna cut this bitch off.
We'll take five and come back.
Take a bath. But yeah, and so he's so affectionate, and he's so caring, and that's a new thing to me too. It's like, all right, somebody that wants to be around you, God forbid, right? Wants to be around you, wants to be next to you. He'll text me and go, I miss you. I saw you yesterday. Like, we talk all day. He's like, yeah, I know, but we're not like together. And I'm like, in order for you to miss me, I would have to be gone. I ain't went nowhere.
But you know, I get that because when me and my partner first started, like, I was so used to being very distant from, especially cis men. Oh my God. Because cis men, I don't know why I kept trying because they got on my nerves every time. So it was just like, because I was a traveler and everything, like, I was so used to like distant myself. And so like with him, like I still had that kind of mentality, and also I had like that, I don't want to say trauma response from dating cis men, but I don't know what else to call it, or coping mechanism when dating. I was like also still at the same time was prepared to leave at the same time, and so it's just like, oh, we have this distance between us, and I'm prepared to leave
because so it won't hurt,
right? And I'm also like I'm dating for like marriage, because like, you know, I was getting older. I was like, all right, I need to start having these one night stands, right? And I just need to turn around and just settle down and get married, have my litter of children, and call it a day.
A litter. None of those words you said are in the Bible. None of them. None of them are in the Bible.
They're not in the Bible.
Litter.
But you know, my cluster of my cluster of children. However, so I was always like ready to go. But then when I was like, all right, well, we did a year of long distance. Let's see how it is in person. It was great. We had moved in together. I was scared at first because I lived with a partner before. It wasn't the best, but also he wasn't the best. So therefore, I mean,
so I can see how
you know, if it's already not good at baseline, then it's not gonna be good. So it was just like, you know, we moved in together. It was like, oh, this is great. This is like, I can actually see my life like this. And then, you know, with him being Caucasian, like, I had moments I was like, oh, this is cute. Like, I can be soft now. I can be in my soft girl era. I was like, oh, I love this. I can be feminine.
Feminine.
So, yeah. So, like, I can definitely see, like, you know, like, especially in, like, the 10-month stage. Oh, yeah. I was still like picking out, you know, like traits and stuff like that, and I'm like, can I deal with that? Like,
can I deal?
Like,
with
can
that?
I deal with that? Let me address this.
Now.
Let me address this, and like, and that's what I did. A lot of that while we were long distance was like addressing things, and then when we moved in together, it was like, I feel like that's probably what made it smoother, because. We had a year of like me kind of like picking and being like, hey, so, you know, like, you do this or you say this, and I know like you saying this on the low, but I know it has deeper meaning. So let's go ahead and...
I did the same thing.
So let's go ahead and pick this through. And so I get it.
I can't even remember what... I can't remember what he said. But it happened twice at least, maybe three times. Where he said something. And I went, why would you say that? No. He would try to like blow it off. No. Where'd that come from? Like, no. What would possess you to think that way? Like, what? And it only happened, I think it really only happened twice. I was like, no, what in you made you say that? Like it could, like, there's no way you just thought this and it came from nowhere. And so putting him on the spot like that was a bit jarring for him.
I mean, I bet. He's probably not accustomed to it.
No. Because I'm so direct. And he's still working on this now. Like, it's not... I'm direct. It's not built to hurt him. I'm not trying to hurt him.
Right.
You know, I ain't trying to hurt the girl. But just trying to get a point across. Right. You know, no tangents. This.
We love a good tangent.
Yeah, in a conversation.
That's true. Oh, child. But yeah, so... Yeah, I get that. Well, I feel like we've done a good amount of updates, catching up, and also gave y'all a little tidbit about dating in the queer community. My goodness.
Well, I wanted to hear about I know it's in the notes.
I'm scared.
But I did want to hear about your cruise and how that was.
Oh, child, let me tell you.
The cruise and then the flight to and fro and
I'm gonna get on the flight stuff later.
Okay.
The flight stuff, I want to say that for the end. But the cruise was amazing. It was a good. It was no release, and I think that would have been made.
It was
it
no release.
If you know what I mean. It was no release.
Oh no! Like, the only thing I'm getting is like a titty didn't fall out, or like no one clocks you, or like what?
No, like, I wasn't there with someone that I could have sex with, so like there was no like relief.
There was no relief, or like release.
Both, all of the above. No, it was a relief because it was a moment to be away from like work, to like not be stressed out about stuff and like this and the other. So it was relief. It was no release.
So you were pent up.
Bad. I still am. Luckily, next month I get to see my partner, and my supervisor already told me to not come back pregnant. And I said, I bet.
Oh. You know what, ma'am? I'm going to try. I'm going to really give it all I got. And if I do, call the news.
Call the Vatican. Call the Vatican.
Today. I got to know what you see. What was it's very 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 straight, wasn't it?
Yes. So it was it was Carnival. It was family friendly.
I can't. I don't know about all that.
I mean, to be honest, it's not bad. I like the fact like the variety of foods. I love the fact like
is alcohol free?
No, you had to pay for it unless you get a drink package. This time we did not do a drink package because it was like over $600, and we were just like. It was like, we're going to drink, but I don't know we're going to drink that much. And plus, they give you like, I think 12 to 15 drinks per day. And the last cruise, like...
Does that include alcohol?
Yeah, I'm talking about, like, that's just alcohol. They give you like 10, they give you like 12 to 15 alcoholic beverages per day if you get the drink package.
Oh, okay, I'm with you.
Excuse me. And so with that, it was like, cool, I can, you know, I was like, cool, I can enjoy that. But the last cruise we went on with, when we went with Dustin.
Miller?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean it sound so shocked. I'm sorry, I didn't mean it sound so shocked. I also didn't mean to put the whole man gunman out there like that.
Yes. Yes, that
one. No, good, beautiful gown, gorgeous gowns. Yeah.
That one, we went, when we went, it was cheaper. Even though it was still Carnival, it was cheaper. So we did the drink package. The first night, Shahari tried to keep up with me. And he ended up getting, like, super drunk and super hungover. And so it was just like, okay, well, if you're going to slow down, I'll slow down with you. I'm not going to try to drink that much then. But, so this time I was like, we're not going to be drinking that much because we went this time with his family. Mm. And so it was his mom, dad, sister, and his uncle and his kids. Which I didn't know they were children. I'm thinking like
fetuses.
Not they were
like
fetuses.
Like K through 12.
Right. Like the youngest was 9. The fetus. Oldest was I think 12 or 13.
Fetus.
And so I didn't know they were that young. I was like, okay, well, your little sister is in college now. So
that's
I'm thinking,
probably why he was saying like, what are you wearing?
Right. That's why he was trying to make sure that I was very censored in my. And my attire.
See, this is why I can't do a straight cruise. I love a cruise. I ain't been on one, but I imagine they're wonderful.
I'll be scared to go on a queer cruise because I feel like it'll just be lots of fornication. I don't have time for that.
I'm not saying that I would want to do a full queer cruise, but like they need to be like the same way you got like a smoking section, it needs to be like a gay section because you just get away.
Well, they had a LGBTQIA+ mixer, and like so they had it to where like you can gather and like get to know each other. I thought about going, but
I
didn't go because I was like they're probably getting together so they can figure out who to fuck.
Truly, this is, yes. Do you know where we are right now? We're in the middle of nowhere with nothing to do.
So I was like, I can't fuck nobody. So there's no need. I was like, there's no need for me to go. And then like, y'all can turn around and get like their social and like we can like be social media people. But I'm like, do I really want pen pals right now?
Not pen pals.
You know, that's all you can do. Like you can be my pen pal. Like, you know, I would love to like make friends where you like you just travel together. But also, I feel like for femmes, it's harder because a lot of times, like, we have to question if the person is trying to fuck us. Mm.
I think that's for everybody.
Like, I feel like we always have to be like, from my experience, a lot of times, I can just kind of like chill. I can like skate through stuff, but then I'll turn around and be like, "Wait a minute, what did you just say?" That took me off guard. Okay, what? Wait, huh? What does that mean? You trying to fab? And fab means fuck a bitch.
I did not know this. Write that down, y'all. Write that down.
That was something me and my beat daddy said back in some years ago.
I'm trying to fail.
I'm trying to fuck a bitch.
I did not know that. I ain't been gay long enough. I did not know that.
So I was just like, So yes, yeah, so I didn't go to the queer mixer, but you know, I'm sure it was probably beautiful gowns.
No,
it was probably beautiful gowns.
I just because okay. The reason why I say that I can't do it is because I only own Speedos,
and we love it. It gives me life. You are part of the reason why I had wanted to be more naked than what I originally was going to be.
When I at first I was too nervous to do a Speedo. So I would do like a trunk.
Why?
And I was like, because again,
you always had a body.
Well, I come from Alabama, so it's just like oh, like the Speedo is a little too revealing, you know. And so I do like a little trunk, like a little brief, what have you. And then I like got the courage to do a Speedo. Nah, I can't go back. So whenever I go to like a beach Or so, for example, with Memorial Day, I went up with my family. We went to Destin, Florida. Now, I live in New York. My aunt and uncle live in Baltimore. And so they told me over Thanksgiving, they're like, hey, we usually take a trip every holiday, Memorial Day. Do you want to go with us? Like, sure, sure. They had said the Dominican Republic in November, the DR. I was like, cool, I'll go. I ain't been there. I want to go. Cut to, I get a text in January. Hey, we're going to go to Destin. You want to come? I said, Gretchen, we moved 1,000 miles away to go back to Destin. Yeah, I guess I'll go. How much is it? So we went to Destin. Anyway, we get to the beach. It's a very straight, kids running around beach. I didn't give a damn. I'm in my Speedo. I don't own any other Speedo, like beach equipment. I don't. And the other cousin, he's gay too, but he's like a straight passing gay, which I love that for him. If that's where you feel comfortable.
You know, it's a spectrum.
It is. If that's where you feel comfortable and you want to do that, do that. I'm not putting them damn near pants on. them were at your knees. Them may as well been capris. I'm not wearing them. Not on my body. Not on this body today in the year. No. Speedo. And I brought many. I brought 4 or 5 of them. Cute Speedos. I tried to make sure that, you know, that my butt was covered, you know, PP was all nice and tucked. You know a thing or two about a thing or two, don't you?
Okay. Cause baby.
So yeah, make sure PP all tucked, and I'm walking around the beach hoping. Destin, Florida, Alabama. Hope, I'm like, surely on this broad beach, I'm going to find one other person wearing a Speedo. None. Not one. I was the onlyest one. And I looked. I looked for gay people. Like, I do, like me, it's like me going to Alabama to look for gay people is like you going to Ohio to look for black people.
Okay.
Just, you didn't, y'all not friends, but when you see one, hey.
Not Ohio, but Montana.
That's what I said.
That's even worse, Montana.
You get there and you don't even, y'all not friends at all, but you see them and go, hey, I just want to connect with you. I just want to connect with you.
Ooh.
You see me, I see you, we see each other.
Oh, and it's so real. It's so real. When I've taken solo trips, especially like when I went to Greece, every time I saw a black person, they were like, hey, sis! Baby,
thank God.
The white people probably thought we knew each other.
Speaking of that,
I'm scared.
So I went to, this past Sunday, I went to a birthday party in Long Beach for my client. I love my client. And he said, hey, my baby's turning one.
Aww.
And we're having the birthday at the Alegria Hotel overlooking the beach. You listen to what I just said now. We're having the 1-year-old birthday at the Alegria Hotel. On the rooftop of the Alegria Hotel. Overlooking the beach. We would love for you to come. I said, of course I'm coming. Okay. He said, there's food and alcohol. I said, oh, I heard enough. I'll be there. And I get there. And I've always, it is not foreign to me to be the only black person or only person of color in a room full of white people. Everyone was very nice. When I tell you that the only other black people in that room were the help.
Oh, I hate that.
Were the help. And so I was the only person walking around eating the food at the venue.
No, they were eating the food, you just didn't see them.
Eating the food, drinking the alcohol, not the help. And I felt guilty because, like, every time they saw me or spoke to me, I felt as though I had to overly acknowledge them. Like, black it up real deep so that I didn't look like a race traitor. So I was like, I would see them and, like, talk, you know, dap them over, you know, hey, how you doing? Thank y'all so much. So that they didn't think I was some Jiminy Cricket, you know. I tell you I was the only one that not the hell?
Ooh, they probably said, this Sambo looking at me.
God.
Ooh, shit.
I felt so bad. I was like, and I can't, like, I didn't know everybody at the birthday. There was 100 adults and 25 kids.
This seems
at this marvelous hotel. There were
one-year-old.
There was photographers. There was photographers. There was service. I had fixed my plate. Went sat down and went to eat it. Ate it all. Somebody walked up, asked to take it. I said, "Oh, thank you." Took it. Honey, I'm sitting here trying to eat the muffin. The man walked up and said, "Can I take it from you?" I said, "No, no, no." He left. I'm trying to eat the muffin and, God forbid, have a conversation. So I'm still eating the muffin. Man number two walked up, said, "Sir, can I take your plate?" I said, "You know what? Fuck it, take it. Take the second time you ask me about this muffin I'm trying to eat, take it. My God.
For a 1-year-old.
For a 1-year-old.
You know what? Hey, if you got it, I love it.
Exactly.
I want to be like that when I grow up. One of these days.
And this is what one looks like. I wonder what two gonna be.
Child, I want to see what the teenage year is gonna be like.
That is. That's what I got going on there. But anyway, Black people, it's just good to see them.
Okay. I love us. That's a big reason why I came back to New York. That's because I was ready to see more people like me.
What you just say? You said it was when what was the exact phrase that you said?
Oh, hey, I don't know.
You said it was when the parents didn't know that, when the white people didn't know that you tan and you put on sunscreen, and you said living in this white world. What was it again?
Get outside your world. I don't know. I say stuff out my ass a lot of times, to be honest.
Living in this white world. Yes. I got sunburn at Crab Island. Sunburn on my shoulder. People didn't believe it. And I was like, oh, y'all live in this white world.
Oh, Shahari and his sister, they got sunburn on their shoulders. I'm like, why y'all got sunburn at the same place?
It's always my shoulders burn bad.
I didn't get burned. I got darker. I ain't get no burn. I ain't peel. It was just, yeah.
And at the time I was not taking DoxyPrep either.
Oh, does that make you photosensitive?
Yes, it does. Taking DoxyPrep makes you very sensitive to the sun. Mm. And so, but during that time it was Memorial Day, so I wasn't doing anything nefarious.
I hate you.
In Florida. Without my boyfriend.
He said, I wasn't doing nothing to fake.
But I burned like a Vienna sausage and I just hated it.
Oh, child. Yes. That is a wonderful segment for me to say to people who are
Black.
Not monogamous.
If you...
I was going to, like, the pro-prep and prep situation.
Oh, sorry. Okay, we'll do sunscreen next.
Yes, if you are not monogamous, I don't care what your sexual orientation is, prep and...
Truly.
And what's the other one? Prep and...
Prep and pep, if you pep. Get exposed to...
Are wonderful things. Look into it. It's not just for the gays.
It's for straight people. And we... all them DL men, it's for, and women, it is for you too. It is because all these men that be dipping in doing it and not telling you about it, you need to be on prep on a prep too, just to now it don't protect against you know, got a sip of herpes, you know. But
I think there are some things for, like, some of them, but yeah, but also. Also, just make it a habit to check yourself regularly.
Because men, straights don't do that. They do not do that. Go ahead.
First of all, they don't go to the doctor
at all. What? Do you know how baffling it is? Do you know my jaw drops when I ask? You know, I'm just talking to my clients because they're because you know I go, I have to go every 90 days, every hot 90 days. And he was like, "Oh, I've not been over a year. Over a year? Aren't you in these streets? What do you mean you're not? And you hate wrapping it up. You love it. You tell me these things.
Oh, they love wrong.
Who don't?" Okay. But the thing is, though, is that at least I got some texture.
I got some coverage. I got some insurance.
I got some insurance around mine. You know, if I get something, they got shots for it. You mess around with no texture, you get some Ajax won't take off.
I hate you. Oh, so yes, please do that. And then also for my black people, even my dark people.
Dark.
Because me and him, we are not nowhere near like
11:59. Precious purple, Bernie Mac black, all of you.
Can't stand you. Please.
Especially y'all.
Please. Put on sunscreen. Like, literally, I was walking next to a family, and this man, he said, the girl, she said, did you put on sunscreen? The man said, he said, well, I'm not a sun dodger.
A what?
Sun dodger.
What is that?
White people.
I'm not a sun dodger. I don't like that. Sounds like a slur to me. It feels like a slur to me.
When I heard it, I just walked by with my mouth agape. It was just like, oh my God. And then she was like, you want some sunscreen? I said, sis, I already put some on. I got some in my purse. I'm good.
The sun dodger.
Oh, but he did not put on sunscreen.
White man.
No, it was a black man saying that.
He's not a sun dodger.
He said he is not a sun dodger.
Sound like a slur to me. There ain't nothing about that. Non-slurish. There ain't nothing about that. Nothing about that is not a slur. That's a slur, son dodger. Yes. You can say it with too much hate in your heart. You can. Goddamn son dodger.
But it's not going to have as much weight as the N-word, though. I mean, it doesn't matter.
No, it won't. But there are many other words you can use. Yes, it's colorful. They're hurt. Yes, it's bad. I can't say them on the podcast. But wait till we take a break. I'll run through a litany of them for you.
Oh, baby. Because I think my favorite still is Pepperwood.
What's that?
That's a slur for white people. They used to say that back in the days. Like back in the 20s and stuff.
Don't hit the same though.
It doesn't. But I also like Pepperwood. Like who? Like it's comical to me.
I don't like that at all.
It's comical.
In the workshop that way. I don't like that at all.
I mean, it just shows that, you know, they probably just had, you know, some small peckers.
Probably.
And due to evolution, a couple of them came up.
Yeah, they did. A couple of them blessed.
Hey.
Literally talking the gene pool, just like.
Hey, I've experienced some. I'll be like, wait a minute, wait.
Wait a minute.
Where's this going? Where?
In me? No.
I'll try it. I'll try a big one at least once. The max amount I've taken was 11 and a half. 11 and a half thick. With a curve to it.
Ooh. Okay, so when God was talking about his toughest soldier. He's talking about you. Talking about you. You sitting there fitting foot long, big. You fitting full length longer than Subway subs up that canal.
I mean, it was cool. Like I took a deep breath.
Cause you ain't got a choice.
And then I remember because I was like, all right, I like put it all in now, and he was like, it's all in. I said, oh. Well, I said, oh, okay.
Run the meal.
Let's go.
Run the gin milk. Cut it off.
Let's go then. I'm thinking, I'm over here like, oh, this is uncomfortable. Oh, okay, my stomach feels full. All right, let's go. All right, go ahead, put some more in. That's it. I said, all right, okay, well, let's get this going. Let's get this on the move. I got things to do. I don't think I have anything to do. I think I turned around and went to sleep afterwards.
You had no choice. You get out. You were split at both ends. You've been pulling at both ends. You were whistling from tip to tail.
I was the fleshlight of the evening.
Yeah, of course you would have sleep. You would get out. That took everything you had.
And then one time I did, I was mute. And so...
But, whoa. Whoa. What the hell you mean you were mute?
So...
You took a vow of silence?
So, I don't know if you remember. It was like a phase of time where, like, it was from, I think, December to February. And I had a really bad... a really bad infection on my vocal cords. Like, it was scar tissue, was bleeding. Yeah, it looked really bad. The ENT was like, he was like, oh yeah, that looks terrible. He was like, I can see why, like, your voice. That first, like, it was right after, like, I was doing a whole bunch of concerts. And, like, I'm over here popping out high C's and shit. And then afterwards, I was like, my voice was, like, slowly going away. And, like, I could sing, but I couldn't talk. And I was like, it was weird. And then it got to the point to where I couldn't do neither without it, like, hurting. And so when I went to ENT, and he was like, it's scar tissue, it's bad infection. So they turned around, gave me a shot, they gave me pills. And I had to be quiet the whole time. But throughout the whole time,
I bet that was hell, girl, wasn't it?
Child, and then working. And so but it was funny because I was also able to, like, I was still, like, going out and stuff. And so it was interesting, like, going out. Like, I don't know sign language. Like, ASL is not my, it's not in my bag. But also I realized if I did, most people don't know it, so I still will be fucked up regardless.
Yeah.
So I had to use a phone app to communicate at work. And then, like, when I went to bars and stuff, like, I would just pull my phone up and, like,
order
show, you know, show them. And, like, some people, like, be upset, think I'm trying to be funny. And I was like, no, I'm mute. I can't talk. So, therefore, can you order me this? And they said, oh. I'm just like, why do you think I'm being funny by showing you my phone? Like, I'm not going to take the time to type shit out. Like, I'd rather scream it at you and call it a day. But this one dude, he was one of the 11ers, 11-9ers.
Oh, there was more than one.
Right, it was multiple. So this one, we met during the time that I was mute. And so, like, when we felt whatever, it was interesting because, like, I had to, like, give, like, hand signs, like, you know, like, when to go in, when to stop, when to slow down, because, like, I couldn't say anything. And so when we were done, you know, we both came, he was like, damn, I can't believe I just fucked a deaf girl. I said, I'm not deaf. I just can't talk. And literally, when I would go out to the bars and stuff, I would tell people, I'm like, hey, I'm, you know, I can't talk, whatever. I didn't say why. I just said, hey, I can't talk. I was, and so people automatically thought I was deaf. And so I'm like,
you know what? I'm deaf. Now what?
Also, that's how I realized a lot of white men be having, like, multiple kinks going on. Because they be having, like, a disabled kink. They be having, like, a race kink.
I don't have a race kink, but I do. I wouldn't even call it a disability. I don't want to call it a disability. I think that's ugly. Because they live fruitful lives with this affliction. But a man with diabetes, girl, sign me up, honey. Every time I see that patch behind that goddamn arm, shit fire. I fucked two men with diabetes on purpose. I didn't say looking for a man with diabetes. I didn't put that in my grinder profile, no. But just coming to find out that he had diabetes, I was like, yes. And this only started years ago when Nick Jonas came out having type 1 diabetes. Girl, that's all it took.
Oh, I hate you. You know what?
Girl, diabetes, not type 2. No hate anybody with type 2, but type 1.
Oh.
Girl, I would give you that insulin shot, child.
Oh, God. You know what?
That's the diabetes show. I just a fine man with diabetes, honey.
You with know
just,
what?
Just a good little BTs, honey.
At this point, we gonna jump to the current topic, because that took me out. I wasn't prepared. Because first of all, I didn't know where this conversation was gonna go.
I see that white little box behind your arm.
I can't stand you. Let me see. I think the most I've done as far as like able people was a deaf man. I fooled around with a deaf man. It was cute because like when he came, he sounded like a squirrel. He made like a squirrel noise. Don't look at me like that. He made a squirrel noise.
Tell us about it.
What? We were in my room.
Because we ain't never heard no squirrel. Me or the viewers, we ain't never heard no squirrel sound before.
Yes, y'all have. Y'all didn't know it came from a squirrel. That's the thing.
So you need to educate us. Tell us what a squirrel
sound
like.
I don't
know
how to mimic it.
I feel like you can.
You just...
I feel like can't never could. So you just... I feel like you can.
You just have to...
I feel like you are American, not American.
Y'all just need to Google squirrel noises, and yeah, he sounds like a squirrel, not a black squirrel, but like a regular like gray squirrel.
I ain't never seen no black squirrel in my life.
You need to go to the Bronx.
That's a skunk.
No, you need to go to the Bronx. The Bronx have the black squirrels.
It sounds like you're talking about trans girl, the black squirrel. It sounds like you're talking about trans girl.
No, when I went to the Bronx Zoo, that was the first time I saw black squirrels.
I draw the line when it comes to the zoo.
So yes, they have black squirrels in the Bronx. I have not seen them in Manhattan, but in the Bronx, I've seen the black ones.
Speaking of Manhattan, I ain't seen no ants since I moved here 3 years ago. Think about it, ant.
I know they're around. They're the sidewalk right now. I saw several on my way home this morning.
Ants.
Yes.
Ants.
The big ones.
Cow ants.
like the big ones.
Like with the orange body where they bite you.
No, they're the dark
ones. Yeah, you know, like the cow ant. You know, a big ass cow ant. You know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about. No, they were the big dark ones. Ooh, child. But nevertheless, that was the extent. I mean, would I sleep with someone who's like in a wheelchair or, you know?
You could.
You know, I definitely, as long as, you know, everything's consensual, everything, you know, we can make things work. You know, I say as long as everything works, we work. Oh, child. Now, let me tell you about this airline shutdown real quick.
Oh, yes.
Ugh. So it happened on Friday, and apparently it was the cybersecurity company known as CrowdStrike. They had said that the shutdown occurred because of a defect found in an update from Windows. And so we know most of things operate through Windows. They pretty much got a monopoly on it.
Surprisingly,
everything.
Didn't know this. Did not know this until it happened.
Oh, yeah, because you was just so oblivious.
Bank account didn't work.
Ooh.
Flights didn't work.
Honey, let me tell you, the shutdown affected 911 systems.
Oh.
So in some places, even Canada, like I was reading different articles, their 911 systems were shut down. And like, so if you were in distress, you were fucked up for a minute.
Truly for a day and a half.
You were fucked up
if they were, if they were chasing your ass, they got you. They got you.
You were murdered.
You
that
were
day.
Caught.
It was not in the cards for you to live that day. Medical procedures got affected. A lot of surgeries got canceled.
Yep.
A lot of hospitals turned around and redid. They turned around and had to do their other protocols and whatnot. Banks were affected. And then so with flights from the U.S. alone, around 28,000 flights were canceled. A lot of them came from Delta. And they had the hardest time recovering from it. One thing I disliked was the fact that they kept delaying the flights. They were like, delay, delay, delay. They would delay it five times. It'll be like close to like 4 or 5 hours later. And they'll be like, oh, it's canceled. why are you just now telling me this? You knew we were not getting off the ground, so I could have tried to find another way. Another thing that pissed me off was when I looked at other airlines.
JetBlue was going just fine. They said JetBlue was...
JetBlue and I think Frontier, they said they were affected, but they weren't as affected. The flights, the cost of flights doubled and tripled during the time that the flights were being canceled, which I was like, that should be criminal. That is terrible. And so, like, all this happened on Friday.
Supply and demand, girl.
On Sunday was when I got off the boat, and I was like, okay, it's been a couple days. They should have their shit. They should have their shit together. No,
fresh heart.
We still struggling. I was in the airport. I got to the airport at like 9 something. I had 2 flights canceled. I didn't leave that airport to go to a hotel until like 2 in the morning. And I had been up since like 6 something because we had to get up early to get off the boat. So I was angry. I was frustrated. I still did not have a release.
And now you pent up and mad.
And so I was just like, I was just over it. And it was... To me, it was terrible. And apparently, CrowdStrike said that it was a sensor configuration that triggered from the update from Falcon, which is their cloud-based system used to help block cyber attacks. Well, now we know if a cyber attack happened, we know that we will be fucked up for some days.
I'm telling you. They are planning. I'm telling you. Everything. The flights went out. Your money didn't work.
You couldn't call 911.
They're planning an attack.
And so one person from Miss Lena Khan from the Federal Trade Commission, she was like, all of this shows that we have too few vendors and it has created a fragile system. And I read that, I said exactly. Like, we all know, like, how many times have you updated your computer and all of a sudden, or updated your phone, and you turn around, the phone didn't work for a minute, they had to turn around and do another update, or you update it and it crashes for a little bit, and then, like, they do another update to fix the bugs or whatever. Like, this happens all the time with our other things. Why do you not have other systems in place, whether you gotta buy another system on the side and just have it on standby, or like, why don't we not have a plan to make sure that we still run smoothly if all this stuff happens? Like, we rely on technology too much for this to be like a thing. So I was ultimately just, I was completely frustrated. I was just like, this don't make no sense. I'm like, what if they did get hacked? Will everyone would just be fucked up?
Everyone.
Because everyone was fucked up. Even overseas, like some of my Snapchat followers.
Across the globe, yeah.
They were like, oh, we didn't have internet for like a while. I was like,
what?
Now we're in dark ages with no internet. Piss me off. Upset. Yeah. That was my situation with that.
I had a client that he was flying back. He flew back JetBlue. He said, I had no problem flying there. I had no problem flying back. I didn't know what the hell was going on over there at Delta. As far as I know, y'all making up lies. Because I had no issue with my... We flew back just fine.
But also, like, I don't know. I've never flown JetBlue, and I'm just like,
I have.
How is it?
I've flown on JetBlue many times. I usually fly when I'm balling on a budget. Mm. It isn't Delta, but it's nice. I usually
compared to Frontier, how is it?
You rather fly JetBlue.
Compared to Spirit, which one would you
rather fly JetBlue?
Okay.
Frontier and Spirit, or JetBlue on Spirit. Mm. They just because they just had like a big merger. But I am going to Paris. On 27th. And this is March 4th, 2024, from the Justice Department. Says that JetBlue Airways announced today that it has abandoned its $3.8 billion acquisition of Spirit Airlines. So they were in talks about it, but now they're no longer.
Okay.
But
they said they don't want to smoke.
It's true. They got duct tape on the flights. I can't. They hold in the flights up with duct tape and fucking Spirit. But so we're fly. I'm flying from JFK to Paris. JetBlue.
Good luck. I was touched in Paris.
By the Olympics?
No, when I went overseas, I was touched.
like by the Seine, the Mona Lisa, the Eiffel Tower?
No. Quick story. So, I was in the airport, and
you got touched in the airport? That's called assault. If you see something, you're such a New Yorker. It's that you're such a, so bad. They have to physically tell y'all, baby, if you see something, say something. Go ahead.
But I was going through, and I had my hair pinned up, and so like it set the thing off. Oftentimes, I set the thing off even without having stuff on me. But I set the thing off, and so then this man had to pat me down. And I've been patted down many times, you know, by lesbians, by cis men, by, you know, black. Actually, I really didn't get pat. I've never been pat down by white men forever. But black men and lesbians, I've been patted down. So I'm accustomed to being touched in an appropriate way. But that pat down that French man gave me was the most sensual pat down I ever had in my life. Because it was, because he would pat, then he would kind of like shake and rub my legs. And I was so happy. Like, I have a minute until my next flight. Because I was like, this is the most sensual pat down I've ever had in my life. So I joke and be like, yes, I was touched in Paris. To make light of it. But no, like, it was the most sensual pat down I've ever had in my life.
I was, the last time I was at the airport, the most terrible thing happened. So we're at TSA, we're walking through the little scanner to get pat down. And in front of me there is a woman. You could tell she is not of this culture. What she is wearing is something that you cannot buy at Walmart. She got the whole cover on. She got the gown on. You can't see nothing but the girl eyes. It's clear that she is not of this culture. She walked through the damn scanner, and the man, black man, dreads, like at least 40, 50 years old, inappropriately looks at her and goes, "You could be a Jedi."
I think you told me this one.
He goes, "You could be a Jedi." My jaw just dropped. And he kept talking. She didn't say a word. He kept talking. All he said was, "Yeah, all you need is a lightsaber and you good to go." She didn't say a word. I walked up to him and I said, "Hey, I'd be a little careful about what we say about that, because comments like that'll get you a quick little trip down to HR. Come on ahead, sit down, close the door. You know why you in here." I was baffled. You could be a Jedi. What?
No, you didn't say that. You had posted this on TikTok or something. That's why I saw it. And even then, I had hollered when I listened to it. I was like, for real?
Oh, yes.
Ooh, child. Speaking of HR, I'm tired of them killing us.
HR?
White people.
Would you get HR?
So.
I'm with you.
So what you call it? So in Illinois, it was this it was a situation in a place called Woodside Township, close to Springfield, where a black lady named Sonya Massey was shot in the face by a police officer. And so apparently this police officer named Grayson, he had been jumping from precinct to precinct, and he was honorably discharged from the army, from the U.S. Army, due to misconduct, but they never stated what it was, and they said it was not a serious offense. And on top of that, he had been working with six different agencies since 2020. It's only been 4 years. How you jump from through six different places?
Yeah, less than a year parade, yeah.
And then apparently they also had in his record that like he really didn't handle high stress situations well. And one of the situations
And they still gave him a gun and a badge.
That's why I was like HR, because it was like that's a red flag from HR. HR should have been like, don't hire this man. But we all know white people get a pass.
Oh, he's just a boy. Oh, you know, he has to learn. Blah, 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 blah.
He has to learn.
He has to learn.
Child went into, and so for anybody who don't know the story, it was a black lady. She thought she heard something outside, thought it was a possible burglar or something. The police were called. They, I don't know if they looked and really didn't see much, or nevertheless, they went inside, talked to her. She had some boiling water on the stove. I don't know what she's gonna cook something or what she's doing it for. They was like, hey, you know, can you cut that water off so you won't start a fire? She turned around and go to take it off the stove, and he said something, and she was just like, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. And I guess, like, you know, anybody who's been around, like, church, black folks, like, if you say something negative or say something that's, like, kind of out of the way, they're going to turn around and rebuke you. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, you know, it's just a part of the culture. So she said, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. And she's trying to put the pot down. And he turned around and just automatically draws his gun, quote unquote, saying, oh, he was scared that he was going to get hit with the water. Well, why you just didn't tell her to cut the stove off instead of moving the hot water off the stove? Also, why were you so quick to draw your gun? Because, mm-hmm. I mean, and then on top of that, his body cam was off, but luckily his partner's was on. And so she ended up crouching down. So she's on the ground with her hands up saying she's sorry. And then you still shoot her in the face.
Oh, she was crouched down.
Yeah, she was crouched down, hands up. And she said, I'm sorry. And this man still was up, was still, I guess, adrenaline was pumping. And he shot her multiple times. And the bullet that killed her was the one that went through the bottom part. It went downward from the eye to the back of the neck. And that was the one that had, because he was standing on the other side of, like, the cap of the area. So it probably went through like this. So, yeah. So, just like, we need to do better. We need to do better with hiring process for people in high stressful situations, whether it's police officers, whether it's any kind of anything in law or criminal. And we need to do better with, like, when it comes to healthcare. We just need to do better in general. Because I'm just like, if someone had all those red flags, in most situations, you wouldn't hire them for your business.
No.
So why are we hiring them for your police department? Wild. What, did you not hear about that? Or did you hear about it and you were just like, I'm tired of it?
So no, I just kind of like put it away. It wasn't that. I've seen it on social media, and I've just not given it a lot of attention as much as I've given the Joe Biden dropping out, Kamala stepping in. I've given that a lot of attention. And so I didn't know the full detail. It's just been so masked behind what Kamala's doing, what Trump's going on. And I yes, I've seen all the posts about, like, Sonya should still be alive. She should still be alive. And I agree with that. And like you said, it shouldn't be. If he was, you said dishonorably discharged from the army.
No, right? he was honorably discharged.
Okay, honorably discharged, but and he has all these things in his file to be any other person in any other job and have these things in your file. They wouldn't hire you.
Not at all. You can go work at McDonald's.
Well, there's zero stress.
You can work at McDonald's with all those red flags.
But like to get right to have all these marks on your record, and then you've changed precincts 6 times in the last 4 years. So that means in 2 of those years, you moved 2 precincts twice. So you must not have any family because you're moving them around too. And so it just like to see all these signs, and then still give this person a gun and a badge, which is not surprising. We know the kind of people that work for the police department, and this is a conversation that I've been having for a long time now, is that, think about it. No one in their right mind would agree to dodge bullets for $45,000 a year. Anyone that's good at their job is going to start at the police force, do their 2 to 5 years, and they're going to be a detective, they're going to be a lawyer, they're bouncing. Army, they're bouncing. Anyone good is not going to stay a police officer. I'm not dodging bullets and dealing with bombs and crackheads and domestic violence. I'm not doing this for $45,000, $50,000, $60,000 a year with a gun and a badge and a car. No. They leave. The same thing with anybody else at any other job. So the chief of police has to have people to work the police. So who do they get? The ones that didn't graduate high school, the ones that are still in the town, the ones that are left over. Hey, I will give you $45,000 a year. I'll give you a gun and a badge and a car. But I need you, because I'm not finna get out there and do it. So I need you to get out there and do this. You ain't got shit else going on. Do this. And so because it's a career, and if you're in there long enough, it does pay well. If you do it long enough, who wants to do mandatory overtime? Who? Who wants to be at damn protests and riots and shit? Them. Who? No, I don't want to be out there. But they gotta have somebody to do it. And they're not going to get anybody smart to do it, because anybody smart is not there. They're going to be a detective, a judge, a lawyer, in the service. They're moving up and onward. So these are the people that are going to take these jobs. Who else is going to do it?
Trump made a thing talking about how he wanted to like
get make it
to
immunity.
Right.
So she would just die.
And that
would have been it.
Because he was doing his job.
He would have just died, and I tell everyone, they did not start putting cameras on the bodies of police officers because they were doing the right thing.
And that's why I feel like for people like with the whole thing with like Kamala coming in, and people just like, oh, I don't know about her, and I don't trust her or whatever.
They consult you,
and so it's just like, so my whole thing is, do you really want someone who's going to side with the police that are known to be corrupt and crooked and give them immunity to do what they want towards you? Or do you want somebody who has said, who used to be an attorney, who has served as the Attorney General of California, and then
Senator.
And then Senator.
Then Vice President.
Right. So you have somebody who actually knows the system. And also somebody of color that can also actually empathize with you, versus, oh, the Negroes getting shot up. Oh, okay, I don't care. Where's my money? Like,
where's my money?
That's what he sounded like in my head. But so I'm just like, Like, why would you try to be like, oh, I'm just not going to vote? Why? Why do you want to hate yourself in such a way?
Well, some people just have such little faith in the political system, and I get that. It's very worthwhile.
Valid.
It is. But we still have a duty to vote the same way we have a duty to do jury duty, and we get out of that. So you get out of voting, you gotta vote. And like, right, it's like, yes, everyone should vote. They should, but they're not. Yes, everyone should do their civic duty and go to jury duty, but they don't. So what do? You ask somebody else to vote. Yeah, you ask somebody else to go to jury duty.
I'm just scared we're gonna go to The Handmaid's Tale. And
I've been watching The Handmaid's Tale, and it's so good.
Trust me, like,
it feels real, but it's good.
I got to season 2.
I'm in 3.
And I had to stop because I was having anxiety.
But that's the thing, is that they want you to have that. You need to sit and watch it.
No.
Because they're depending.
It's too close to life.
Exactly. And they're depending on you to not watch it. They're depending, because if you don't know, then you can't yell because you don't know.
Mm-mm. No, I know, and I've been screaming for years.
So they're warning you. I'm watching it. I'm watching because they're hoping that you don't, because you're too afraid. You're too scared. Because again, what do they do whenever governments want people to obey? They scare them.
Mm.
And they scare them in the most public ways.
True. That is fact.
So they'll kill people. People that go missing publicly. So,
that's a thing for generations. I mean,
right. So, you sound like my mother now. So existential. There's no hope. Let's just die today, mother. That's not an answer.
No, that's not where I was going with this. But it's just like,
you know, well, they've been doing it anyway. That's not the point.
No, my whole thing of saying they've been doing it anyway is saying that, like, we're, oh, excuse me, thank you. I feel like we're constantly. I don't know about you, but like, I feel like, especially when I, like, check into local, like, not local, but I check in on, like, what's happening, I feel like I'm in a constant state of fight or flight.
Not with national news. Local news, I don't watch that. Mm-mm. Local news, shit, you'll never leave the house.
I mean, local news and national news for me as well, because, like, there's so many places that have, that be having stipulations on stuff, and you know, like, places like Florida and Iowa, Missouri, Alabama,
Mississippi,
like,
Georgia.
You know, like, you know, a lot of these rare places that be gunning for the queers, and I just be like, all right, like, you know, y'all gunning for these queers, y'all been gunning for the blacks, but y'all like, all right, we gonna ease up on the blacks because some of the blacks don't like the queers either, so we gonna tap the queers because we got. You know, we can have some blacks, right? We can have some blacks be like, yeah, fuck them queers. You know what I'm saying?
They all sound the same. All these voices, they all sound the same. Donald Trump, the queer, the gay people, the black people that hate the queer people, they all sound the same for you.
So, right. So it's just like, so for me, it's just like, it's a constant state of, like, I mean, that's why I love the fact that I'm a gun owner and stuff like that right for right now. But it's just like, I really do feel like I have to, like, prepare myself for, like, I don't know. I feel like we're going to have
to prepare for,
not in New York. New York does not, my license. But I do have a gun back in Missouri.
Good.
Which I want an assault rifle, but we'll see about that.
What kind?
Don't say
AR.
I think it's AR-15, I think.
Don't get an AR. Get a better gun than that. The AR, the bullet is this big. It's like a 9mm bullet. It's a very small bullet. And like, the whole point of the AR is like it's a spray and pray gun. The bullets, you're just pulling the trigger and you're spraying.
I feel like that's what I'm gonna need. I feel like I'm gonna need that eventually.
Okay, I'm taking that right now. When it comes to apocalypse, I got round one. I'm not staying here. I'm dying round one. Mm-mm. I'm taking my man. I'm going to get a weapon. Have your weapon on you. I'm going to get a weapon. That's it.
Like my mind, I'm like, I pick up on like little stuff with for crops and stuff. I try to do all these little things. You know what I'm saying? Like archery and stuff like that. I try to get a little knowledge here and there. Be like, all right, so when it all happens, I can at least attempt. I'll be like, I got the basics. All right, application. Go.
Not go.
Go. I mean, at that time, it's going to be like, go.
Because there won't be no time to think.
Right. The war going to happen. Go. Hopefully, I'm with my man and...
Ooh, God, having to get there, that's going to be tough.
Baby, and then my man one place, family's another place. I'll be like, baby, I'll find y'all in the Underground Railroad. Like, I will find y'all.
It'll truly be Gilead.
I will find y'all. I'll be here. Yeah. I will come find y'all. They be like, where you at?
Girl, they killing you first. Shut the hell up. First, they killing you way before they kill me.
That's why I said I had to be ready. But luckily, if I play my cards right, I can make it to...
You can last a week and a half. Maybe two.
I feel like I'm going to be like a roach. I can make it. You step on me, I ain't going to die that soon. But overall, my big thing is for America, for like these next few months, be prepared to vote Democrat. I know people don't like them, but also we need a Democratic president. We need more Democrats in the House. I think they have the Senate already.
Yes.
So we need them in the House, and then we need...
Well, all 436 seats, 35, 36 seats are up in the House, all of them. Mm. And 33 are up in the Senate.
So we need Democrats in both of those places. And then I know Biden's trying to reform the Supreme Court right now. And I know they're talking about like possibly impeaching two of the Supreme Court justices so that they can turn around and put some more liberal and progressive judges in there.
But it's not gonna happen.
It's probably not, but
it's not gonna happen.
But we need to at least make everything blue so that when this minority comes in, hopefully she's been playing safe, you know, this whole time. And hopefully when she gets in there, she can actually do things to actually work and be done. Versus, you know, I understand self-preservation, but also at the same time, we kind of in a moment where, like, we need help. Mm-hmm. We need help. So, whew, child. Well, we have exceeded how long I had wanted to go. However, this was a great conversation.
Yeah, it was good.
And I love the fact that we were able to blend in the topics how we did. Because in my head, I was like, how am I going to blend in these topics in to coming from you liking the fuck diabetics?
Are there any of y'all in there? Write your name in the comments.
No, you with somebody.
I'm just saying, if you dare represent, stand up. Shit. Stand up.
We ain't gonna do that.
I wouldn't stand up and go jump your bones. I ain't gonna do that. Probably already weak. I'm just saying.
Oh my God. Anyway, is there anything you wanna close out with?
No. This is a great time. Thank you for the invitation.
Of course. I can't wait to do this again. Oh my goodness. This is gonna be hilarious editing. I already know. I don't know how we're going to rotate between the guests, so you just have to just keep listening to find out when you'll hear Mally next. So until next time, bye!
Reflection.